Week 18, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, Their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, Never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice, like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures for ever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched, with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. To the God of heaven give thanks, he set us free from our foes. Psalm 135 concluded. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To the God of heaven give thanks. He set us free from our foes. Lord, let me know your ways. Teach me your paths. A reading from the prophet Hosea, chapter 5. The Lord says this, "They will search for me in their misery. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has struck us down, but he will bandage our wounds. After a day or two, he will bring us back to life. On the third day, he will raise us, and we shall live in his presence. Let us set ourselves to know the Lord, that he will come is as certain as the dawn. His judgments will rise like the light. He will come to us as showers come, like spring rains watering the earth. What am I to do with you, Ephraim? What am I to do with you, Judah? This love of yours is like a morning cloud, like the dew that quickly disappears. This is why I have torn them to pieces by the prophets, why I slaughtered them with the words from my mouth, since what I want is love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. But they have violated the covenant at Adam. They have proved unfaithful to me there. Gilead is a town of evildoers, full of bloody footprints. Like so many robbers in ambush, a band of priests commits murder on the road to Shechem. Appalling behaviour indeed. I have seen horrors in Bethel. That is where Ephraim plays the whore, and Israel defiles himself. Judah, I intend a harvest for you too, when I restore the fortunes of my people. Whenever I want to heal Israel, I am confronted by the guilt of Ephraim and the wickedness of Samaria. Deceit is their principle of behaviour. Thieves break into houses and bandits raid outside. They never pause to consider that I know all about their wickedness. Yet their actions are all around them. They stare me in the face." A responsory from Matthew 9. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. This love of yours is like a morning cloud, like dew that swiftly vanishes. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. A reading from the Treatise of St. Irenaeus Against the Heresies, Book 4. God did not look for sacrifices or burnt offerings from his people. He looked for faith, obedience, and holiness for their own salvation. He taught them what his will was in the words of the prophet Hosea, "What I want is mercy, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts." Our Lord too gave them the same warning when he said, "If you had understood the meaning of the words, 'What I want is mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the blameless." By this testimony he confirmed the teachings of the prophets and convicted the people of culpable folly. Nevertheless, he counseled his disciples to offer to God the first fruits of his own creation. Not that God needed this, but so that they might be neither unfruitful nor ungrateful. He took an element of creation, bread, and giving thanks said, "This is my body." In the same way he declared the cup, which is of the same creation as ourselves, to be his blood, and taught that it was the new offering of the new covenant. It is this offering which the Church has received from the apostles, and which, throughout the whole world, it offers to God, who gives us food as the first fruits of his own gifts under the new covenant. Malachi, one of the 12 prophets, foretold this in these words, "I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is glorified among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure sacrifice. For my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts." End of quote. It is clearly his meaning that the former people would cease to make offerings to God, but that a sacrifice would be offered to him in every place, a pure sacrifice, and that his name would be glorified among the nations. What is this name which is glorified among the nations, if not that of our Lord, by whom the Father is glorified, and man is glorified too? But because the name belongs to his own Son, and because by the Father the Word was made flesh, he calls it his own. Take this example. If a king paints a portrait of his son, he is right to call that portrait his own, for two reasons: because it is that of his son, and because it was he himself who made it. So too with the name of Jesus Christ, which is glorified throughout the whole world in the Church. The Father acknowledges this name as his own, because it is the name of his Son, and because it was he himself who wrote it and gave it for man's salvation. Since the Son's name, then, belongs properly to the Father, and since in every place the Church makes her offering to Almighty God through Jesus Christ, the prophet's words are doubly appropriate. Quote, "In every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure sacrifice." End of quote. Incense is the prayer of the saints, as John says in the Apocalypse. Responsory based on Luke 22. "This is my body which will be given up for you. This is the blood of the new covenant which will be poured out for you, says the Lord. Whenever you receive them, do so in memory of me. Come and eat my bread, drink the wine I have prepared for you. Whenever you receive them, do so in memory of me." Let us pray. We recognize with joy that you, Lord, created us, and that you guide us by your providence. In your unfailing kindness, support us in our prayer. Renew your life within us, guard it, and make it bear fruit for eternity. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.